Tony being back, is he still heart's still set on this being the last season? You still feeling that way?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I'll say I'm 95% sure, just in case. But, yeah, talking to my family this offseason, I've had a great run, and I feel pretty good about where I'm at as a player right now, and I want to make sure that I end at the top. I don't want to be one of those players, you know, towards the end of the career. Nothing against guys that done it like that in the past, but I want to make sure that I'm at the top of my game when I do go out. And you know, I'm not going to talk about it again, too, letting you guys know. This is my final time that I'll say it, because I don't want it to be a distraction to myself or anybody else. But I'm about 95% sure. But I'm enjoying it, and it's kind of a good thing because, you know, I'm really. I know that this is probably going to be my last camp, so I get to enjoy it a little bit more and enjoy the guys a little bit more and really concentrate on just having fun this season and win. That means winning games. So we got a great football team. This is the best Falcon team I've ever been on, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of those young guys really come into their own, because really it's no excuse anymore. You can't say it's my second or third or you know, second or third year, guys going in that fourth and fifth year and sixth year as players when you're really supposed to hit your peak as a player. And we got to have it this year. Not because it's my last year, but because we got a good football team, and the coaching staff and Thomas and Mr. Blank have put together the best squad that I've been on in a long time. So I think we can do a lot of damage if we stay healthy and focus.
Hey, just leaving that little possibility for you, that little open door, 5%, is that, you know, you feel that's something that, hey, you know, I'll at least owe myself that much?
Well, people change their mind, mm-hmm. and right. What I feel today might not be how I felt. Last year, I came pretty close, mm-hmm. and I told you guys that, and I was dead serious about that. But I knew the type of team that we'd have. And I was comfortable with the system and everything that went into it. So this is where I wanted to be. There's no doubt about that. I love Atlanta, the city. Fans are great. The organization's great. The players are really what brought me back, because there's such good players around. We got a great nucleus and some great supportive guys on this team. So that 5% is just something, just in case. You never want to say never. They make movies about it all the time. I'd hate to put my foot in my mouth by coming back next year, just in case. But right now, I'm my family and you know, my children, I think they're ready for me to be around the house full time now.
You know, Reggie White, he kept coming back and going back and forth, and then the Brett Favre thing, you just don't want it to escalate and something like that.
I don't want to do that to myself. Like I said, I don't want to be a distraction, to myself first and foremost. I don't want to play games in my head, but you know, that's why I'm saying it. I'm sticking to it, and we'll know at the end of the season. I mean, we got a long time before even that day even comes, and we got some things, some business to handle on the field, and we got the team to do it.
Does week one in Kansas City make it come kind of full circle for you too?
Yeah, it'd be kind of sweet, huh? Going out there to KC. That was one thing I noticed right away when the schedule came out. Saw Kansas City on their first game of the season. I don't know if the league did that on purpose or whatever, but it's going to be special going back there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Tony, your durability and your health and fitness, I mean, you've missed, what, one game since your rookie year? I think you missed, you know, I mean, it's really phenomenal. Maybe two games.
Two games.
Yes, it's phenomenal. Can you imagine, you know, as healthy as you've been, as durable as you've been, having this new CBA now, are you feeling pretty fresh? I mean, can you imagine you could have maybe played to your 40s? I mean, that's ridiculous, but, yeah. But at the same time, you know, it's pretty nice.
It's not a matter of me thinking I can play. I feel, honestly, if I'm healthy, knock on wood, I could play another, you know, three. I could play another 3 years, and effectively, too. But it's really not about that. I mean, sometimes you have to call it quits, and I'm just one of those type of guys that I can't handle being average at this sport, because I've been at the top for a while, and I hope that's not coming off cocky, but it's just the way I operate, and I don't want to come out there and be somewhat of a role player. I want to be a guy that can contribute and give it and play like I'm supposed to. I don't want people looking at the TV saying, you know what, oh yeah, he was good back in the day, or yeah, he's definitely lost a step. You know, they're kind of saying right now, but I don't believe him. But it's just one of those things. It's just the way I am, and I love playing football. I know I'm going to miss it. I know it's not as easy as maybe I'm coming off. Standing here in front of you right now, it's not going to be easy, especially when you know you can come back. That's one thing that I've talked to players that have retired, guys like Andre Reed, Warren Moon. I've talked to Jerry Rice about it. When do you know it's time? Like, how do you know it's time? And they all have different answers. So it's different for each person. And you know, Jerry told me play till the wheels fall off. You know, and I think that's what he did. Other players say, you know what, you try to get out when you're on top. And try to leave it. You know, want more. Leave them wanting more. So, but like I said, it wasn't just me in on this decision. My family is a big part of that decision, and then my really close friends. And so, you know, I came to that decision this offseason, and we'll see how it goes. But I'm pretty adamant about it that'll probably be my last year. But I'm never, like I said, I'll never say never.
Hey, what's the role of the tight end in this offense? Mercedes Lewis got to the Pro Bowl, and how do you see the role of the tight end in the Coach Carter's operation?
I don't see it changing too much than what it's been around here. It's pretty much somewhat the same plays. Of course, he brought his good plays that he liked out there, and I had a chance to watch film today on Mercedes and see what he was able to do in this system, and it's exciting. It looks good. One thing about Dirk Cotter, Coach Cotter, is he's going what's good for the players, and I love that in a coach. You know, they put players in a position to be successful. It's not about his system; it's about what works and what Matt's comfortable with. Obviously, he's the one driving the train, so we'll be out there. I think you'll see a little bit of a difference, but you'll see a lot of the stuff that did work for us last year, and you'll see us add some things that we think we can get teams with. And like I said, some of those young players. Harry Douglas is one that stands out in my mind. Jaquez and Julio, you know, is no longer to be able to say they're rookies. Harry's no longer a young guy. It's we got to step up, and because we have the team. And you never. And one thing I do know about this league, each year it changes a lot, and you can't take it for granted the team that we have here. So if we can stay healthy, and pick up where we left off last year and improve with the new offense and the new defense, it's going to be exciting for us. We got the players to do it on offense and defense.
Talk about the difference in having a full offseason compared to last year.
You're probably not going to like my answer, but I don't think it matters that much. People make a big deal about that whole offseason and teams. Like, now they get the full offseason together. You guys know I wouldn't even really hear that much. And I missed the minicamp, unfortunately, with my father passing away. But it's one of those things that players play. Talent is talent. And we've been together long enough that I think we'll be fine no matter what. I mean, last year you saw we missed the whole offseason, but so how many records were broken? I mean, the touchdown record was broken. You see tight ends breaking records. I mean, it was a banter year for everybody in the NFL.
Just want to get your thoughts. It's been a while, but, you know, Junior saying I was a guy you played against for a lot of years. What went through your mind?
When Junior passed away, I mean, obviously sad. Just totally shocked, too. He never seemed like that type of person when I knew him. Obviously, I was lucky enough to be able to hang out with him off the field a little bit. See him at the Pro Bowls a couple times and went to his charity event a couple times. Very fun guy. Did it right on and off the field. I mean, a lot of you heard it in the media, but what he did off the field with his charities and his foundations and all that good stuff, he's a perfect example on how to have an NFL career. And obviously, he'll be missed by us, but more so by his family and his close friends. So it was a tough situation.